接母亲节，送给妈咪最美丽疗愈的礼物。深受名媛喜爱的日本 SPA 诗舒雅美容世界，来自日本超过60年的顶级美容保养，提供从头到脚的细腻服务，以创新手机按摩体验无感疗愈，新客独享5折起，立即预约诗舒雅的幸福保养，0800-049-888。
Expand your mind and enrich your world. It's time for another outstanding podcast from ICRT.
I'm Nancy Sun with today's episode of Easy News. In Taiwan news, a visiting parliamentary delegation from Israel has held talks with President Tsai Ing-wen. The 4-member delegation from the Israeli parliament is also thanking Taiwan for its support after Iran's attack over the weekend. Chairman of the Taiwan-Israel Friendship Group, Boaz Toporowski, has said the delegation appreciates the collaboration between Taiwan and Israel. It also appreciates the support shown by Tsai and Foreign Minister Joseph Wu in the wake of Iran's attacks. Meanwhile, Israel's representative to Taiwan, Maya Yaron, says there are numerous areas in which the two countries are cooperating or planning to cooperate. That includes tourism, innovation, and agriculture. The Ministry of National Defense is continuing to carry out live-fire missile exercises in the Pingdong area. The drills began last week. The Army fired Stinger missiles from its vehicle-mounted Avenger air defense system as part of the Shengong exercise, while the Aviation and Special Forces Command test-fired Hellfire and Sidewinder missiles from Apache and Super Cobra helicopters as part of the Shenying exercise. The military had planned to test-fire its newly developed Landsword 2 system surface-to-air missile last week, but the test firings were postponed to yesterday due to bad weather. Those tests were carried out yesterday. The missiles successfully launched and hit target drones at the Jiupeng military base. Interior Minister Lin Yuchang says estimates show that post-earthquake restoration work at the Taroko National Park will cost roughly 1 billion NT. Lin said several hiking trails, facilities, and structures in the park were severely damaged during the earthquake. During the legislative hearing, Lin said the cost of restoring portions of the park are his office's responsibility. He says the ministry will be seeking funding of 1 billion NT. The interior minister also told lawmakers that more accurate estimates will not be available until a damage assessment is completed in about 2 weeks. In international news, Israel's military chief says Israel will respond to Iran's weekend missile strike, but he has not elaborated on how or when. Israel is said to be considering its next steps and that the Iranian strike of missiles and attack drones will be met with a response. The lieutenant general spoke during a visit to the Navatim Air Base. Israel says the base suffered light damage in the Iranian attack. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has been huddling with top officials to discuss a possible response. World leaders have been urging Israel not to retaliate after Iran launched the attack, involving hundreds of drones, ballistic missiles, and cruise missiles. The European Union has called an urgent meeting of the bloc's foreign ministers in an attempt to de-escalate tensions in the Middle East. Yishan Garg has more.
EU's top diplomat Josep Borrell has called Iran's attack an unprecedented escalation. He's now called an emergency meeting of the bloc's foreign chiefs on Tuesday to discuss the crisis in the Middle East. That's just a day before the 27 heads of state meet in Brussels for a summit. It's being speculated that the EU may now consider fresh sanctions on Iran at the leaders' summit. The meeting on Tuesday could set the stage for those negotiations. European leaders have criticized Iran and urged, quote, maximum restraint. Ashant Garg, Brussels.
And the operator of the wrecked Fukushima Daiichi nuclear power plant says it has obtained permission from safety regulators to start loading atomic fuel into a reactor at its only operable plant in Japan. Tokyo Electric Power Company Holdings is keen to restart for the first time since the 2011 disaster. It's loaded nuclear fuel into the number 7 reactor at its Kashiwazaki Kariwa plant in north central Japan. The country is accelerating the use of nuclear power as a stable and clean source of energy. And that was the ICRT News. Check in again tomorrow for our simplified version of the news, uploaded every day in the afternoon. Enjoy the rest of your day. I'm Nancy Sun.
Hey there. I hope you've enjoyed today's episode. If you'd like to hear more from ICRT, you can check out our other podcasts. We've got Taiwan Talk, where we chat with a new guest every Monday, Taiwan This Week, a roundup of the news in Taiwan every Friday, and English in the News, for useful English expressions explained in Chinese. For some lighter news in both English and Chinese, check out News Bites and News for Kids. And if you enjoy them, tell a friend. Thanks for listening.